Track 7, more news stories. Explore Country Park's past at free exhibition. Some of Stover Country Park's forgotten history is being explored in a free summer exhibition at Newton Abbott Museum. Among the artifacts on display are Edwardian ice skates and photos of Queen Elizabeth II at the 1952 Royal Agricultural Show, which was held in the grounds. It was Her Majesty's first major public engagement following her accession to the throne, and the event attracted thousands of visitors. Since 1932, Stover House has been the location for the privately run Stover School, just outside the boundary of the park, which was acquired by Devon County Council in 1979. All the material in the exhibition has been uncovered by museum volunteers, whose finds will be included in a new app for Stover visitors. The subjects covered include the school, war, and plants. Rediscovering Stover Country Park runs until August the 30th and has been prompted by the huge Restoring Stover Park project, made possible by a grant of over £2 million from the National Lottery Heritage Fund and awards from several other organisations.
Firefighters from Newton Abbott were called to a bungalow completely engulfed in flames on Sunday the 10th of August. Joined by their colleagues from Torquay, the town's crew were mobilised to Milber after having received reports of a roof fire. Upon arrival, the crews were met with a bungalow that was completely engulfed in flames, with smoke and fire issuing from all areas of the building and through the roof. Given the scale of the incident commander requested a total of 6 pumps, as well as the aerial ladder platform. Around 10 minutes into the incident, the roof collapsed, making the building too dangerous for the crew to enter. Crews split up, surrounded the property, and used 51mm attack jets to bring the fire under control, including from above, thanks to the aerial ladder platform. This tactic allowed thousands of litres of water to be applied directly onto the worst areas of the fire, whilst keeping crews as safe as possible. The building was then deemed safe enough to enter. Thankfully, this property has been derelict for a number of years, and as a result, nobody was injured, and the ongoing effects from this incident will be limited, the fire station spokesman added.
Help prevent wildfires as dry weather continues. Dartmoor National Park Authority has put out an urgent reminder to people that the lighting of fires is illegal and are being asked not to use barbecues on Dartmoor because of the ongoing hot weather. The call for vigilance comes following a surge in incidents of fires and damage caused by barbecues on the moor, which are all impacting prime habitats and the wildlife they support. The advice is to adhere to the bylaws by not lighting fires, not to use barbecues, either disposable or portable, to take all litter home, especially glass bottles left on the ground, they can cause fires, and to follow all advisory notices and warning signs.
Carnival triumph despite water scheme challenges. This year's Dawlish Celebrates Carnival comes to a rousing conclusion by the time that you will be listening to this. The grand finale took place on Friday. Despite severe restrictions on space due to major work by South West Water, the committee has pulled off a spectacular week of fun and entertainment. The volunteer committee, or the Pinkies as they're known due to the colour of their shirts, were determined there would be a carnival and have worked around the available space. This meant a return of the raft race for the first time since 2019 and events going on the beach at Manor Gardens and at the Dawlish Warren. The final parade involved Tynmouth's Alice Cross Centre in a true show-stopping style with a spectacular 23-metre Chinese dragon, a stunning community-built artwork. Sponsored by Dawlish Celebrates Carnival, the dragon has been brought to life through a vibrant collaboration with community artist Sam Locke and the Makery. The week has seen a wide range of events and activities, including the town crier competition, and following the theme Around the World in 80 Days, the Bollywood and Bhangra night proved a big hit and went down a storm, with crowds learning the moves and watching energetic dancing from the experts. The best dressed window competition was won by 10 green bottles. The beach day was packed with crowds, and competitors lined up with their inventive craft for the raft race back after 6 years, and there was a display by the RNLI.
Towns county councillors to hold surgeries. The county councillors representing Newton Abbott will be holding surgeries over the coming months. Representing Newton Abbott North, Councillor Jacqueline Fry will be at the CWTCH Hub, formerly known as The Plot, on Union Street, from 2 p.m. on the second Thursday of each month. Councillor Mick Cockerham, who represents Newton Abbott South, will be at the Buckland Centre from 10 a.m. on the second Tuesday of each month. Elections to Devon County Council took place in May this year.
School holds inspiring special sports day. Youngsters at a Newton Abbott special school took part in its extra special sports day. Children from Glendinning Academy's upper school had an unforgettable day at the annual event held at the Recreational Trust. Students completed 10 events, including favourites like the sack race, plank walk and space hopper race. This year, two new showstoppers were introduced, the tyre flip and the javelin throw. A school spokesman said, "After a morning packed with laughter, challenges and pure fun, we enjoyed a well-earned picnic on the field. Then came the fan favourites, the parent and staff race, bringing out the best and most competitive side of everyone, followed by the ultimate showdown, a tug of war between staff and parents, and then staff versus students. We couldn't be more proud of our incredible students. Their enthusiasm, sportsmanship, and team spirit made the day truly special. A heartfelt thank you to everyone who helped bring their sports day to life. We're already counting down to next year." Glendinning Academy is a special school for children aged from 7 to 16 for pupils with a diagnosis of autistic spectrum condition, anxiety, or speech, language, and communication needs.